Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. We serve the Most High God. We serve the Almighty God. We serve the King of Kings. We serve the Lord of Lords. He is God. He is Lord. He is King. Ain't nobody like our God. No, nothing could compare to how great he is, how mighty he is, how awesome he is. The most powerful God in the universe. He made the universe. You know all the stars you see out there? The moon? Yeah, they shine just at the right time when God timed them. Yeah, he is Jehovah Elohim. Oh, yes, he is the powerful God, the Most High God, a powerful God. He is Adonai, Lord. You better start calling him Lord. And when you call him Lord, you better make sure you ain't playing with him because he knows. He knows who you are. He's the one who blows breath in your body every day. He's the one who can take your breath at any time. So we got to serve the Most High God. We thank God he's Jehovah Elyon, the Most High God. He's the Most High God in the universe. You know, I'm telling you, you better serve the Most High God. He's not playing. He's coming back. He's not a man that he should lie. He keeps his word. His word. He honors his word above his name. His word is yea and amen. So we got to follow the Most High God in the universe. You know he's Yahweh. Yep, he's a covenant-keeping God. He made covenant with his people. Yep, he is Jehovah Jireh. What you need? He said, what do you need? Bring me your needs. I'll take care of you. I didn't drop you down on earth like a stalk. No, that's how the birds do. But no, I'll feed the birds of the air. You know, how much more will I feed you? I'll take care of you. I'm doing everything. I'm going to take care of you. Don't you worry about nothing. I've got your life already planned out. I knew you before I shaped you in your mother's belly. I knew your name. I gave you the fingerprints you have. You know, don't you worry about nothing. I'm taking care of you morning, noon, and night. Don't you even be concerned. Your life is already taken care of. I know the end of your life from the beginning. So don't you worry. I took care of that situation. You know that situation you had to go through for maybe 20 years? Already done. That situation you're going through right now, bring it to me. Leave it at my feet. My yoke is easy. My burdens are light. You don't have to worry about he's Jehovah Rapha. You hurting in your knee? Your back, you got a headache, take it to the King of Kings, Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. What you say? You need a banner over you? You need love? Yep, that's who he is, Jehovah Nisi. He is that banner over us. He loves us in spite of, even when we get in our own way, even when we get in his way, even when you try to block the plans that he has for us, he still loves you. But don't you know he's going to move you out the way now. So his plans can come forth. He's not a God you can play with. You know, Pharaoh tried to play with it, but Pharaoh realized, uh-oh, I ain't no match for that God. I ain't no match for Moses' God. No, that's what he realized. He's Jehovah Shalom. You need peace in your house? Peace in your neighborhood? You need peace in your city? In your state? In your nation? He is Jehovah Shalom. A peacemaker. Now, let me tell you something. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. He is Jehovah Sitkanu, a righteous God. He lives right, thinks right, acts right. He sent Jesus to be the example for us. He's Jehovah Roha. You need a shepherd that leads you in the plain path, in the path of righteousness? Call on Jehovah Roha. Now, let me tell you, he is Jehovah Shema. He's over there, over here. It's no place that he's not. He's every place at the same time. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. We serve the only true and living God. Oh, no, we don't have time to play. Them false gods, they've been gone. They ran because we serve the Most High God. So I thank God that you are on with us today. I pray you having a magnificent, awesome day. If you're not, you better call on his name. Don't you know his name? Our Father, which art in heaven, and he's right there. He promised he wouldn't leave you. He will not forsake you. He's right there. Reach out. Reach out and touch him. He's right there. He got you in his almighty palm. He's never going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He know your name. He know your address. He can ring your doorbell. He can knock on your door. He don't even need you to open the door. He can walk through the door. He lived there. He knew your address before the foundations of the earth. He knew where you were going to be living. He knew the end of your life all the way to the beginning. Formed you. He shaped you in the mother that he gave you in her belly. He said, wait a minute. I'm going to give you the right mama. I'm going to give you the right daddy. And even if you didn't know your daddy's name, your mama's name, he said, daddy, when your mama and your daddy forsake you, I'll take you up. I'll be your mama. I'll be your daddy. I'll be everything you need. So I thank God for you all. Welcome back. This is our first day back in a few weeks. Oh, yeah, we had a lot to do, but thank God he walked us through it step by step. He had us to get it done. So I thank God that he will never leave us, never forsake us. And you know what? He give us favor with him and favor with human beings. So you better get on board now. Get on board. We're on the good ship. Yeah, we're on the right ship, the ship that God is guiding and leading us. He leads us daily. So our scripture for today is found in Proverbs 23:12. Apply, listen, apply, do your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. Proverbs 23:12. So now we got to continue praising God. Don't you know he love it when you praise it, when you tell him what a great God he is, what an awesome king he is, what a mighty God he is, what an amazing father he is, and the best friend that you've ever had. He want to hear that. Well, today, I'm telling you, we got a mighty, mighty people of God on here. Each one of you are mighty people of God. We have one in particular. She sings, plays the piano, like I tell you. I think as soon as she was born, her mama put her fingers right on the keyboard, and she could play songs of praise. We have Sister Gloria Dean with us, Charlo from Marrero, Louisiana. Good afternoon, Sister Gloria Dean. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Praise God. I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God. I'm going to sing this song today. Since we're back together again. Praise God. Together again, just praising the Lord. We together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We together again, just praising the Lord. We together again, just praise the Lord. We together again, in one accord. Nothing good is going to happen. Nothing good is in store. We together again, just praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What an awesome song. We thank God. It was beautiful. Thank you.
It's short, but praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just praise pleased God. With you. Please just said honor him. He didn't say how long, but we know we can honor him. Thank you, Jesus. Well,
hallelujah.
While we're in the praising mood, we're going to move right on. We have a mighty woman of God, another one. She is from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I think I got it right this time. And her name is Sister Mary Nichols. She's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. today. So good afternoon, Sister Mary Nichols. How are you?
Good afternoon. I always say, I'm happy to be here. So I'm doing well. And I'm going to sing Praise Him.
Lord, I come to today with a simple prayer to pray in everything I do. Let my life,
Mary Nichols, she got a lot of talents, y'all. She be hiding them from us. We found out that one right there. Thank God. That was beautiful. We thank God for you and for Sister Gloria Dean singing those beautiful songs of praise unto the Lord. Well, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. You know, I tell you what. You know, I meet such wonderful people, each of you, and I meet people all the time. And some of them I stay connected with, or they connect with me. But this young woman, she's a prayer warrior. I met her a few years ago, young woman. She's my spiritual daughter, Lady Laurel Brunson from Jacksonville, Florida. She's many gifts, many talents, but she's going to pray today for the elderly and the elderly family. Good afternoon, Lady Laurel. How are you?
I'm doing good, Sister G. How are you?
Doing great. We're glad you joined us today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
You ready to pray for the elderly?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
All right. Go right ahead.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, God, for this day. God, we thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing. God, we thank you, God, we bless you. God, we honor you, we praise you, oh God, for who you are. God, we thank you, God. God, for you being Elohim, God, for you being our provider, for you being Jehovah Jireh, God, for you being everything that we need you to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day, God, and we declare, God, that this is the day that you have made. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just lift you up. We bless you. We honor you. God, we glorify your name, oh God. Thank you for keeping us from the danger seen and unseen. Thank you, God, for keeping us and protecting us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, even while we're in our homes and while we're out and about. Thank you for being just a good, good Father. And Father, as we come before your throne of grace, God, even before, God, we ask that you forgive us. Father, we ask, God, for your forgiveness of any sins, God, anything we said or done or thought about, premeditated thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you forgive us. We repent this afternoon, God, in the name of Jesus. Please, God, create in us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. Now, God, we come before you, God, lifting up the elderly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for each and every one of them, oh God, even those on this call, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for long life, oh God, the long life that you've allowed them to live so far, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you've added years and years to their lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for blessing them abundantly. We thank you, God, for the wisdom that you bestowed upon them. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, for being so good to them, God. God, for continuing to provide for them daily, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for them in the name of Jesus, as they are the pillars, as they are the foundation, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we lift them up before you, God. And Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue, God, to give them strength. God, that you continue to keep them in your hands, that you continue, God, to heal, to set free, to deliver, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, God. God, that they're leaving an inheritance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for blessing them, God. We thank you for keeping them in the name of Jesus, God. God, we bless you and honor you for our mothers, honor you for our grandmothers, honor you for our grandfathers in the name of Jesus. God, thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for everything you're doing, everything you have done for them, and everything you continue to do on their behalf. Now, God, we lift up their health, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said that our outward man perished, God, but our inward man is being renewed. And God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that although outwardly, God, things may, God, we may have aches and we may have pains, we thank you, God, that God, in spite of it all, you are still a healer. In spite of it all, God, in the name of Jesus, you are still a keeper. So I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for covering every senior citizen everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, continue to give them strength. God, continue to keep them. Continue to keep their mind. God, we bind up all sickness. We bind up all disease, God. Alzheimer's, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Dementia, God. Forgetfulness, oh God. God, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we come against every negative doctor's report, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, you said with long life, will you satisfy us, oh God, and show us your salvation in the name of Jesus. So we declare long life in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the long life. life, God. In the name of Jesus, a rich life, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, that a life that is pleasing unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for their lives. We thank you for their legacy. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for everything they taught us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we just bless and honor you for them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and I come against, God, anyone that may be mistreating the elderly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against abuse of the elderly. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of abuse, oh God. In the name of Jesus, mishandling, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we declare and we decree, oh God, God, protection over them, God. Identity theft, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree, oh God, God, protection over them. In the name, the blood of Jesus over them now. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for covering them, God. We thank you, God, for keeping them in your hands. And, God, each one of them that is on the call, God, whatever they are standing in need of, God, whatever they need, God, we thank you that you're already providing it, God. We thank you that there is no lack in their home. There is no lack, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are our provider. You are their provider. You are their healer. And it doesn't matter what the reports may say, God, you have the final say. In the name of Jesus, God, we just lift you up, God. We pray for them, God. We lift them up before you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, God. We honor you, God, for all that you're doing in their lives, oh God. Keep them and cover them, oh God, is our prayer, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we'll forever give you the praise. We'll forever give you the honor. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Woo, you covered everything. I thank God for you. Lady Laurel, that was a powerful prayer. We appreciate you. This is a young woman, my spiritual daughter. I have another spiritual daughter on here as well. But I thank God for each of you coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study. I'm going to ask Sister Vivian if she would pray for our babies and thank God for their healing, because, you know, they already healed. We just got it to manifest. So I'm going to ask her to pray for several people. Sister Rose Harbor, Sister Becky, Minister Lanny's on with us today, you all, and she has an upcoming event, so she requested that she, you know, her rest her voice today. So we thank God for her. So, Sister Vivian, if you would go ahead and pray, I appreciate it. Thank you all so much for everything. Go ahead, Sister Vivian.
Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we are grateful and thankful, Lord, that we can come before you and bring our request to you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for Sister Lainey, for how you going to use her. You already have it in your plan, God. Excuse me. I thank you, Lord God, Father God, that, oh, Lord God, you already had it in the plan, God. And, God, she just got to look to you and, God, say, Lord, here I am. I'm your child, God. Just do what you pleases, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all the children, oh, God, Lord God, that we bring before you daily, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you, Father God, that you have loved them with an everlasting love, and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And Lord, we have four children, God, that we bring before you. And Father God, not only those, but all those that we don't know, God. Lord, children that are suffering with different things, God. And Lord God, only you knows, you the healer, God. We depend upon you, Lord God, for healing, oh God, and deliverance, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Rose, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, deliver Sister Rose, oh God, and bring her back to her natural natural state, oh God. I don't know what the devil is trying to do to her, but God, he's been had her captured too long, but God, I know you can raise her up right now off of her sick bed. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you, Father God, because you know Sister Rose by name, God. Lord, just let your angel's wings spread over her now, and Lord, cover her with your presence right now, Lord God, that she feels nothing but the wings of the Almighty, oh God, just keeping her and giving her the comfort and peace that passes all understanding in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you are doing right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for the powerful songs of praise, the awesome prayers. You know, we all got to talk to the Father. We got to stay close to him. He's looking for us. He's looking for us. He's listening for your voice. You know, I want to know my voice. He go like, oh, yeah, that's true. I want to just say one word. He know my voice. Yeah.
Amen.
That's how much I'm bombarding him. I'm bombarding him every day. Lord, 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 Lord. I call on your name morning, noon, and night. Lord, Lord, Lord. Even when I'm sleeping, I turn over and I call on him. Lord, got to get up, go to bathroom at night, and I'm calling on his name. During the day, I'm calling, riding in the traffic, sitting on, you know, working on the computer. I'm calling on his name. Does he know your voice? Does he know your voice? Do you call on him enough for him to know? Oh, yeah, that's Caleb. Oh, yeah, that's Laurel. Oh, yeah, that's Sister Lanny. Oh, yeah, that's Glory Jean. Oh, yeah, you know what? That's Vivian. That's Mary Nichols. That's Linda Hepburn. And we got another sister on here. I don't know her name, 269 number, but we thank God for you coming on with us. We thank God for each of you. Good afternoon, 269-207. Would you like to give your name today?
Penny Presley.
Oh, hey, Penny. Good to see you. Thank you so much. Thank you that you're on today. All right, so, you know, I know you know Penny name. She be bombarding it since I've been knowing her over 40 years. She been bombarding heaven. So thank God for each of you coming on. Yeah, we got to let him know who we are, know our voice. So, look, I'm going to unmute all the lines, and I'm going to ask you if you're in the middle of something, put yours on mute. And you're going to need your BIBLE. Basic instructions before leaving the earth. We all gonna leave the earth now. Yeah, we all gonna leave the earth. So put your phone on mute if you're busy doing something, but get your Bible ready. We're gonna do a little bit of review today, and then we're gonna ask you to find something in the Bible. So listen up, listen up. Here's the first thing we're gonna do. So make sure you have your Bibles, your iPads, your computer, whatever you need to find the scripture. So this one says, from the books of history. So now let's review. What are the books of history in the New Testament? What's the book? Who can tell me? What is it? State your name. You know how we do it. We state our name and we say the answer. So what's the book of history in the Old Testament? New Testament, sorry. Hello? Book of history in the New Testament. What is it?
Sister Penny Presley, I think it's Hebrews.
Well, you are kind of close. You're in the Old Testament, but that's not considered the book of history. Who knows? Come on, Glory D, you know. What's the book of history in the New Testament? It's one book. She close, though, but that's not it.
Is it, this is Mary, is it Acts?
Acts, you're right. That's the only New Testament history book, the book of Acts.
Book of
Acts. It gives all the history. All right, so now I'm going to ask you a book, a scripture from the New Testament in the book of history. I want you to find the scripture. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Where is that scripture? I need the the book, chapter, and the verse. We already know the book. We just talked about the book, yeah. Acts. But where is the chapter and the verse? Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. So what is it? Find that scripture. The chapter and the verse. We know the book is in Acts, but where is it? Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Where is that scripture in Acts? Come on, y'all. Use your computer, iPad, cell. I don't care how you find it, as long as you find it. I gave you a clue. It's in Acts. Come on, y'all. Find it. Come on, type in some of those words. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch. Where is that found? Acts what chapter? What verse? What's your name?
Mary.
Okay.
Well, it might be Acts 15:35.
You are correct. Read it.
Okay, but Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch and with many others also continued teaching and proclaiming the good news, the word of the Lord concerning eternal, it disappeared, eternal
that's
life,
it.
I would, yes.
That's it.
Right.
You just use another version, but that's correct. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. All right. Now, the books of poetry. Who can tell me what they are? Books of poetry. And this, you know it's in the Old Testament. That's a clue. What are the books of poetry? Come on, Vivian.
Oh.
Virginia.
Oh. Yeah, I know what this is. Where are you being? The books of poetry.
All right, say it out. All right, speak loud.
All right, Sister Vivian, then.
Okay, go ahead.
Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, Job.
Job, you're right, and one more.
Huh?
One more, it's five of them.
Oh,
Job,
yeah.
Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and what's the last one?
And the Song of Solomon.
Amen. That's it.
Yeah.
The book of poetry. Job,
yeah.
Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Okay, so here's the question. Fine, you know it's in, this is in one of the books of poetry. You got to find the which book, chapter, and verse. It says, my beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. What is that? Book, chapter, and verse. Y'all are doing good.
From
books of poetry. This scripture says, my beloved is mine. I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. What book,
yeah.
Chapter, verse? Come on.
Oh, that's also in the book of...
You find it yourself.
Okay.
Tell me your name. You can't keep saying, You got to give me the book, chapter, and the verse. Come on.
Sister Vivian.
Okay.
Song of Solomon.
chapter 2, verse 16.
Woo! Hallelujah. That's it, girl. Y'all doing great. Come on. All right. Now listen to this. You got to listen carefully now. Let me make sure I got this right. Okay. This scripture, all right, let's go over these. The books of history in the Old Testament is 12 of them. So open your Bible to the table of contents and tell me the books of history. I'll give you a clue. It begins right after Deuteronomy, and it's 12 of them. So come on. I gave you a clue. It's 12
Gloria
of them.
Gloria Dean.
Go ahead.
Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Israel, Nehemiah, Esther.
And that's a good
right?
job. Okay, now, you got 100%. You got them all right. Okay, very good. Excellent. I know you guys are brilliant. So now, this is the scripture. This scripture is found in the books of history in the Old Testament, and it says, then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so much we do. What book of history in the Old Testament is that found in? Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so must we do. Where is that? Which book of history is it? Book, chapter, verse. Book, chapter, verse. It's in one of the books of history. And it says, then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so must we do.
Sister Penny Presley.
Okay.
And it's Ezra 10:12.
Excellent. Read it.
Yeah.
Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so must we do.
Amen. Good job. Y'all are brilliant. All right. Now, make sure you got your Bible in front of you. I want each person on here to find their favorite scripture and tell us your name and read it. Find your favorite scripture, tell us your name and read it. Come on, I want to hear those pages turning. Come on. Pages turning.
Okay, let me see here. My favorite one is, let me get to it.
All right, Vivian,
all
I
right.
hear you.
All right, chapter 1, Joshua chapter 1, is my, that chapter is that entire chapter. I love it because...
All right, give me one. Read one scripture from Joshua 1.
Okay. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. Thou shalt not be able any man to stand before you, Vivian, all the days of your life, Vivian, as I was with Moses. Vivian, I will be with you. And I will never fail you, Vivian, nor will I forsake you.
Amen. That was awesome. Next, that was good, Vivian. Thank you. Next person, state your name, read your scripture.
Penny Presley, number 2319. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Amen.
Numbers
Thank 20, you, Penny.
19.
Thank you. All right, next, state your name, your scripture. Go ahead.
This is Lady Laurel Brunson. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Laurel. Go ahead.
Okay. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
All right. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Next. Thank you. Somebody else is standing there. Go ahead.
Gloria Dean. Gloria Dean.
Okay.
Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Excellent. I love these good scriptures. Go ahead. Who's next? Say your name, your scripture.
Linda, Psalms 34. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all.
All right, is that 34, 1, 2, 3? Which one?
Psalms 34, 19.
19. Okay, thank you so much. I love it. These scriptures are awesome. Okay, next, state your name, give your scripture.
Mary. Acts 17:26. From one man he made all of the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lives.
Okay. All right. Well, thank God. Thank you all. You all did an awesome, awesome job. Well, I need some scripture readers. Who can read some scriptures for me? All right. This one is Proverbs 23:12. Tell me your name if you want to read this one. Not right now, but just hold on. I'm going to be speaking some words, and I'm going to call on you when I need the scripture. Proverbs 23:12. State your name.
Vivian.
Okay, thank you, Vivian. Now, you all pay attention, so when I call the scripture, I won't have to say, well, who's this at? You just read it. All right, next one. Hosea 4:6. Tell me your name if you want to read it.
Mary, Hosea 4:6.
Yes, write it down so you can get it. All right, next scripture, Acts 17:30. Acts 17:30. Who's going to read that one?
Penny Presley.
I can read it.
Okay, thank you, Penny. Was that you, Laurel?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Laurel, read James 1:5. James 1:5. All right, I have four more scriptures. Who wants to read Proverbs 28:6? State your name. Proverbs 28:6.
Vivian.
Okay, thank you, Vivian. All right. Next one, Psalms 119:33-34. Psalms 119:33-34. Who wants to read that
one? Yeah, Gloria Dean.
Gloria
Dean.
Okay, Gloria. Thank you. All right. Next scripture, Proverbs 22:17. Who want to read that one?
Linda, I'll read it.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Last scripture. I already did it, but Vivian, you could do this one again if I need it. Proverbs 23:12. It's going to be at the end and probably towards the beginning as well. All right?
Okay.
So if you will put your phones on mute until it's your turn to read, and then I'll call on you again because it's like an echo in the phone. All right. Proverbs 23:12. I'm going to read it first several times, but just listen to it. Proverbs 23:12 in the King James Version. It says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. God's Word for Each Day Bible says, live a more disciplined life and listen carefully to the words of knowledge. The NIV Bible says, in Proverbs 23, it says the same thing. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. The Message Bible, Proverbs 23:16 says, give yourselves to disciplined instruction. Open your ears to tested knowledge. Now, I want to tell you, in this society that we live in today, instruction is not always, it's not a way of life. Instruction, following instructions is not a way of life. We get instructions, but we don't always follow them. Now, as I grew up, we got instructions, and as all of us grew up, we got instructions from our parents, our grandparents, aunts, uncles, our teachers. But how many of us applied the instruction to our daily lives? You know, when I was 12, I said, ooh, my mama don't know nothing. I thought she didn't know nothing, right? That just was my mind as a child. I'm thinking she don't know nothing. And a lot of our children and our grandchildren think, you know, because we say, baby, can you show me how to do this on the computer? Can you show me how to do this on the iPad? They think we don't know nothing, right? Until they get a little bit old and they go like, oh, my God. My auntie, my grandma, my cousin, they, oh, my God, my mama, they were very brilliant. And then they learn. But, you know, as a child, sometimes you feel like, well, they don't know. Instructions are God's way of showing us his way. Instructions are God's way of showing us his way. We get instructions from apostles. We get instructions from prophets, from evangelists, from teachers. But how many of us follow instructions given? When we read the Word of God, we follow God's instructions in the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving the earth. If we don't follow his instructions, we're going to get devoured by the wolf. Instructions mean a direct order, teaching, educating. So if we don't follow God's instructions, we're going to get devoured by the wolf. I'm talking about human wolves, because, you know, we like dumb sheep, and we go like, we don't catch it. Many of us, and Laurel prayed it in her prayer, a lot of times we get caught up in fraud, you know. They call you on the phone, you go like, hello? Oh, you know, they try to sell you with a good deal, and they say, all I need is your bank account. And we get caught up. But when we follow God's instructions, we won't be bamboozled. We won't be tricked. We won't be giving the wrong person the wrong information. They won't be going into your bank account. No, because you're going to be following God's instructions. So we got to be taught. Who has the scripture, Hosea 4:6? Unmute your phone, and let me know when you get it, when you're ready to read. Hosea 4:6.
Okay. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children.
All right. Thank you, Sister Mary. Identify yourselves when you're reading. Okay, my people. Who are my people? God's people. We're God's people. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, we're living in 2020. It's a lot out there. Today is 6/22/2022, June 22nd, 2022. It's a lot of things to learn, I know. But let me tell you, if you don't learn God's word, you will be destroyed, because the world is slick. They got slick Rick, and they are out there to destroy us, to take from us. You know, especially if you're a senior citizen, they go like, oh, yeah, they don't know nothing. Them old people, they don't, We got to stay in the word, and it's going to let us know how to handle human information. They'll, you know, God will speak to you. He'll say, uh-uh, they lying. Hang up. Many times I get these spam calls. Lord said, don't answer that. You got to get close enough to God to hear his voice and to hear what he's saying to you. Because he's speaking to you. He'll tell you, uh-uh, that doctor's report is not correct. Go to another doctor and get another report. God is speaking to us. We just got to, you know, have the knowledge of God so he can speak to you. You got to spend time in his presence. You can't live on this earth without God. We think we can, but we're going to be destroyed. All right. Acts 17:30. Where's that one?
Penny
State
Presley.
Okay.
Penny Presley. Acts 17:30. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent.
All right. Thank you, Penny. Let me tell you something. We're all ignorant of something. But at one time, God, you know, he used to overlook our ignorance. He's talking about ignorance of his word. You know, following his word. A lot of people say, I didn't know I was supposed to read that scripture. I didn't know that's what God meant. But look, how many years we've been on the earth? We can't keep saying we don't know. We can't be just ignorant of God's word. You got to get in the Bible, basic instructions from God. You got to get in it every day. Now, you know, some of us get into this every day, the TV, whatever, every day. But how often do we pick up the word of God and say, Lord, I need instruction. What's my instruction for today? What's the first thing you want me to do today? Lord, what's the next thing you want me to do? How many of us do that? Say, Lord, I'm your vessel. What do you need me to do today? I want to do what you want. My list is secondary. I'm going to do your agenda today, Lord. So we can't be ignorant of God's word. He overlooked it one time, but now he's not just requesting. He's commanding us to repent. So, Father, we repent for not reading your word, for not studying your word, and definitely not obeying it. Because if we're not reading and studying, we don't know what to do. We can't obey what we don't know. All right, who has James 1:5? James 1:5.
Yes, ma'am. This is Lady Laurel Bunsen. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
Thank you, Lady Laurel. If anybody, he ain't say now, if you or some people know, if anybody lack wisdom, ask who? God. You don't be asking me. You got to ask God. You don't ask him or her. He says, anybody lack wisdom, ask who? God. He knows everything. He's all wise and all knowing. So we got to ask God. You know, he's the one who's wise, the wisest one, the all wise, the all knowing. That's who we got to ask. Lord, I need wisdom about this. Lord, my child is going through this. How do I help him? Lord, I'm going through a physical battle. How do I handle it, Lord? Lord, somebody sent me some papers in the mail, and I don't know if I should tear them up or what I should do with them. What do I do? Ask God. Ask God. James 1, what do you say, verse 5? Ask who? God. If anybody lack wisdom, let him ask God. He give it to you freely. You know, everybody want a dollar, right? They say, oh, yeah, I'll handle your affairs, but I need X amount of dollars before I can do it. But God gives it freely. So don't be paying out all that money to somebody who, they're going to give you limited knowledge, but God is all knowledgeable. So he's going to give you what you need, but you got to ask for it. All right, who has Proverbs 28:26?
Sister Vivian, and it reads as thus, Better is the poor who walks in his uprightness than he who is perverse in his ways, though he be rich.
Okay, I got that written down wrong. Proverbs 28, check again. 28:26. I must have written it down wrong.
Okay, 28:26 says, and it reads as thus, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walks wisely, he shall be delivered.
All right, thank you. So we can't trust in our own mind. Our own mind plays tricks on us. Your mind will say, look here, you don't have to study the word. You know the word. You learned it as a child. Look, you can look at love of life today. Just kick your feet up and look at it as the world turns. Don't worry about it. You already know. That's our mind. It will fool us. It says, but he who walks in wisdom will be delivered, will be set free from all these things that distract us, that keep us in bondage. We have to get caught up in that. We do not have to get caught up in that. So don't you worry. Don't you worry. All right? So the next scripture. I thank God for the readers. Next scripture is Psalms 119:33-34.
Gloria Dean.
Okay.
Psalm 119:33-34. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart.
All right, thank you. Don't you know God is the best teacher? Years ago, I was in the Bible, and I said, Lord, I don't understand this. What does this mean? I just couldn't understand it. But let me tell you something. God is the best teacher that you will ever have. He knows everything. He's all wise, all knowing. All you got to do is say, Lord, teach me your laws, your statutes, your commandments, and I will keep them forever. Give me understanding. What the word say? If you have knowledge but you don't have understanding, you're still in trouble. So we got to understand what the word is saying. And then we got to do it. We got to keep the law. You know, I have to repent because I said, Lord, I don't know all your laws, all your statutes. In case I broke them today, would you forgive me? And would you teach me what it is I need to learn? So, you know, God is, like I told you, he's an awesome teacher now. All right, who has Proverbs 22:17?
Linda, Proverbs 22, verse 17, bow down your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your heart unto my knowledge.
All right. Thank you. Bow down. In other words, pay attention. Hey, wake up. Pay attention. Look. You know, you tell the children, they be all in the computer, all on this, whatever they working on, iPad. And you say, listen, I told you about an hour ago. They weren't paying no attention. So God is saying, look here, pay attention to my words. Where are his words? They not floating on the TV. They not floating on the radio. They're not floating in the air. His words are in the Bible. They were written to give us instruction. So we got to apply, pay attention first to the words of the wise. Those are God's words. Then we got to apply them to our mind for knowledge. We need knowledge. And then he says it is pleasing to him if we keep the words and have them say them on our lips instead of saying, you know, oh, Jesus, my knee hurts. Say, Lord, I thank you for healing my knee. Instead of saying, uh-oh, there's an ambulance out there. Say, Lord, give the ambulance people knowledge and wisdom how to handle the situations that they're going out there to meet. Lord, hey, you know, you may say, well, Lord, my child, you know, is in the hospital. Lord, visit the hospital where my child is. Your child may be locked up. You say, Lord, be with my child. They're locked up. I can't go, but you can go. You can go everywhere. We got to have pay attention. We got to be wise. We got to have knowledge. Because these things, God's going to instruct us in the daily things. He's not going to instruct you about what Moses did for you to do. He don't want you, you know, parting the Red Sea. He ain't giving you no rod to part the Red Sea like Moses did. But he's giving you your rod to part the Red Sea where you are. What Red Sea do you have to part today? What is it? Ask the Lord. Lord, what I got? What you want me to do today? All right, next scripture. Proverbs 23:12.
Okay,
Proverbs.
Sister Vivian.
Okay.
Yeah, I had on mute. Proverbs 23:12 says, apply your heart unto instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge.
Amen. Thank you. Yep, we got to apply ourselves to instruction. Where are you going to get the instructions from? I'm not talking about the instructions on how to put together, you know, some instrument or how to put together a gadget that you... I'm sorry, did you say something? Oh, I'm sorry, I thought somebody said something to me. So I'm talking about, instructions from the Word of God. It's going to give you day-to-day instructions. The Lord not going to instruct you today and next year. He going to give you a whole new instruction. No, he going to instruct you every day when you get in the Word. He's not going to wait till a whole year to give you instructions. He gives you instructions every day. He says, read my Word. What 2 Timothy 2:15 says? To show ourselves approved, pleasing unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we got to apply. In order to apply ourselves to instruction and our ears to the words of knowledge, we got to be free from distraction. What are some distractions? I know I don't have a TV, so that ain't my distraction, but the computer, that's a distraction. The radio, sometimes. Social media, yeah, that's a distraction for me. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know all them things. That's a distraction. Cell phone, distract, phone calls. Most of the time I have my phone on mute because if I don't, I'm not going to get the word read. I won't get on my knees and pray. I'll be saying, oh, my, let me see. That so-and-so calling me. Oh, they're important. God, like, yeah, but God, we put him on the back burner. We say, Lord, I'm going to get to you. Just hold on, God, I'm coming. But I got to go talk to her. She called me. I got to go talk to them. They're calling me. I got to go talk to, you know, my children, they're calling me, Lord. These can be distractions. So what are some spiritual distractions? Pressure. A lot of teenagers here, and some adults, pressure to compromise. Girl, you don't need pork chop? What you mean? Well, I got high blood pressure. I ain't want, oh, what, you can have a little bit of it every now and then. Girl, what's wrong with a pound cake? You already, you know, struggling, and if your friend pressuring you to do all this, come on here, you could go out with us. No, but I got to go on the radio today. You know, Sister G waiting for me. That's okay, Sister G, you could get her next week or whatever it is. And then feeling burnt out. You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, my God, I just can't do this no more. I'm exhausted. I'm tired of doing that. I need a break. Lord, you caught, we, you know, like Moses said, he gave all them excuses. Lord, I can't talk right. We get burnt out. But if you rest in God, you ain't going to get burnt out. So, you know, we got to be careful about what we're doing. We got to pay attention. Call on God. So I'm going to, Sister Linda, can you pray at this particular time? I want you to pray for something in particular.
Okay.
Okay. So can you pray against distractions, spiritual and, you know, regular distractions as well?
Father, we beseech you right now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, you said that we can make our request known unto you. You're our Heavenly Father. You're greater than great. You are the great I am that I am. We bless your name today because your name is above every name. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you that you chose us. It was not we that chose you, but you saw us from the beginning of times. We thank you that you knew us before you even placed us in our mother's womb. We thank you that you even had a plan and destiny for our lives. You called us, set us apart for your own self. We thank you. We honor you for that, Father. We love you and we appreciate you, God. We could never love you any greater than you love us. So, Father, you said that we can make our requests known unto you because the veil has been rent. So, Father, we don't come in pride, arrogance, or unbelief. We come, Father, humbly before your throne, and we make our request known, the request of being distracted by the things of this world. Father, there should not be anything between you and us that will hinder our prayers, Father. And if we have allowed anything that, as Sister G has already made known, Father, and made clear, the things that we can cause to be in the place to cause distractions, whether it be phones, whether it be social media, whether it be television, whether it be greed, whether it be rebellion, whether it be disobedience, whether it be food, whatever it is, Father, you know. So we lay those things at your feet, Father, even being spiritual distracted, Lord God, thinking that we know it all and that we don't have to bow our faces, our knees before you, Father, and ask for your help. We're helpless without you. We know nothing without you, God. You're the one, you're the giver of every gift, every good and perfect gift. You're Abba, Father. So, Father, I request today, if we have caused any of these things to be a distraction, Lord, if we have fixed our eyes upon anything other than you, your way, your wisdom, your knowledge, your love, your forgiveness, we ask, oh, God, that you would, Lord God, first of all, we repent. We repent and we ask you to have mercy upon us. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us so that our attention, our affections, our love, Lord God, we can set our eyes as a flint upon you, upon your word. We won't be distracted by early in the morning taking on a cup of coffee first or a donut or food, grits, eggs, whatever it might be. But we will put our feet on the floor and thank you for life, health, and strength, thanking you for your breath because we were dead, we were asleep, and it was you that awakened us for that day. And then we would get before you and ask you, what is it, oh God, that you would have us to do? What's your plan? You woke us up this morning to fulfill your purpose. And inside of fulfilling yours, you render unto us benefits. And God, we just thank you. Father, we thank you because you are our very life. You are our breath. You had not even blown your breath into our body this morning. We would have laid prostrate on our beds, but you were so mindful of us. And it was your love that raised us up this morning, and we thank you. So we repent. If we have been distracted, if we have put even family, friends, sisters, mothers, brothers, extended family members, whoever, if we have put them before you, if we have allowed to anything else to take our minds, to distract us, whatever, bills, bank accounts, not having enough money. When you said, look to you, you will supply every need according to your riches. So, Father, we thank you today for being the author and the finisher of our faith. We're your children, and we want to demonstrate you. We want, Lord God, to be as you have already called us to be, holy, righteous, and obedient children. So, Father, once again, if we've caused anything to separate us from you, forgive us. Restore us. Bring us back to that place that we will see you, see your love, your mercy, your truth before anything else. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. Incline your ear to us. Don't turn your face away from us, oh God. We need you. We can't do nothing without you. We cannot live, move, have our being without you. And we thank you, Father. We eradicate all those things that have distracted us from reading the word, from praying one for another, praying for the nations, praying for the government. Oh, my God, have mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, we give you your name, thanks, praise, and honor. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Linda. We appreciate that prayer. Powerful. Thank you. So I want to ask you a question. What is discipline? What is discipline? Discipline is the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior, using punishment to correct disobedience. The controlled behavior results from discipline. What is self-discipline? Self-discipline is to train yourself, oneself, to do something in a controlled or habitual way. How do we live? You can ask yourself the question, how do I live a disciplined life? You know, Jesus lived a disciplined life. He was our example of discipline. He spent lots of time with the Father. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. He said, I come here to do the will of my Father. That's my testimony. I came on earth to do the will of my Father. I mean, it's taken me a long time to realize that. I thought I came here to eat, sleep, go to work, you know, go to school, do what I want to do. But we came here to do the will of our Father. And he has a great, great plan for all of our lives. He said, look, I know the plans I have for you. They are a great plan to give you a great future and a great hope, greater than you ever knew. But we got to surrender our way of thinking in order to live a disciplined life. We got to know our own strengths and weaknesses. I said, uh-oh, if I bring chocolate cake and cookies and, you know, a cold drink, I'm going to drink it, I'm going to eat it. But if I leave it out my house, I ain't going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning when I'm craving a chocolate cake. I'm not going to do it. So we got to remove temptation. We got to remove all these things from us. And we say, you know what? I just saw my neighbor down the street, and, you know, she always calling me, come down here and eat lunch. But you know what she going to have? Pork chop, gravy, rice, you know, all that stuff that I gave up. I ain't eating that no more. So we got to remove temptation. We got to say, oh, yes, sister. Thank you so much, but I ate already. I appreciate it. We got to remove temptation from our sight or our mind. If we know that we are prone to gambling, we ain't going to go to casino with our friends who gamble. No, we're not going to do it because we say, oh, no, I know God. This money I got to give the guy. I can't be putting it in a casino. You know what it is? Remove this temptation from us, out of sight. So and then we got to set clear goals. Okay. So you say write the vision. What's his vision for you today? Every day I got to write down what I got to do. And then I got to say, but Lord, this is my list. What you want me to do on your list? Do you get up like Sister Linda was praying? She said, okay, do you read the word? before you get up? Do you say, Lord, thank you for waking me up? Do you pray? Do you get the word? I mean, I keep the word by my bed. Sometimes I roll over, pick up the word. Other times I roll over and pick up the cell phone. And before I know it, I'm on Facebook. I got to say, no, no. I got to live a disciplined life. I can't do this right here. I'll catch myself. So I have to move these distractions from me. Do you have clear goals? You say, okay, well, I got homework. Every day I'm supposed to read Proverbs, whatever book, whatever chapter, you know, every day. Somebody's saying something to me, but I couldn't understand it. Okay, so, you know, if you want to say something, put your phone on mute, because I unmuted every line. Then you can say whatever you want to say if you're not saying it to me, okay? All right, so, you know, you say, well, God said he want me to study the word. It wasn't Sister G. She just assigned it. God said he want me to study. Even if I don't ever get on Sister G Wednesday, you know, midweek Bible study, I still, for my own benefit, because the Lord told me he want me to study. I got to study the word. So, you know, do you read your assigned scriptures every day? God, this morning, as soon as I got up, God gave me several scriptures, chapters. He wanted me to read this chapter, that chapter. Now, that's aside from whatever else I had to do. So I just sat there and read what he told me to read. And then I said, okay, Lord, what does this mean? How does this apply to whatever? So, you know, sometimes I set my clock. I have a clock set. Bible study time. Prayer time, secret place time. And do I follow it every time? No. Sometimes I don't. But I know that that's what my heart's intent is. But I have to say, okay, I have to be self-disciplined. Do we practice daily diligence? You know, we were not born with self-discipline. I know when I was teaching school, it take me 3 months to teach my children self-discipline. They tell Mama, Daddy, get me out of our class. It's like they're in the army because I train them. I have certain rules, and then I give them those rules, and I have certain consequences, and then I have, you know, rewards. That's how God is. He give us the word. He said, okay, you follow this, I'll bless you with this, that, and the other. Read in Deuteronomy 28. Those are the blessings. He said, now, if you don't, these are the curses. So that's how I would do with my children. 3 months it took me. Now, while I'm disciplining them, I'm also disciplining myself. But I tell you, at the end of 3 months, I could go to the bathroom, and I had 25 to 30. They're not going to get out their seat. I remember one time I had a first grade class in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I had to go to the bathroom. The men's bathroom was next door. I said, come on, y'all, line up in the hallway. I got to go to the bathroom. They were 6 years old. They did not move. They wouldn't even, the principal told me, she said, Miss Gammon, would you tell the children to move for me, please? I said, okay. But I'm telling you, if we discipline ourselves, we will do what God wants us to do. We got to get a routine every day, set your clock. Do we pray? Yeah. Do we pray? You know, if you have a doctor's appointment to meet, don't you set your clock to get up early? Well, we got a doctor's appointment with Dr. Jesus every day. He's the healer. You just going to the doctor, getting the Bobo, a Band-Aid on the Bobo, on the toe. You ain't getting healed. Well, when you go to Dr. Jesus every day, you set your clock. You said, my Jesus time. It's my Jesus time. Yay! I'm getting healing today. I'm getting restoration today. I'm getting deliverance today. You already know the prescription. So he said, now, you got to read your word. Every day. Every day God wanted to read. Practice. Then you got to put in practice what you read. You can't just read it. It's not just idle reading. You know, we look at something on TV and we're like, oh, yeah, okay. Just sitting there like zombies. But no, we got to read. We got to change our perception. What Philippians 4:13 says, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Every day, I bet you don't have to set your clock to look at Love of Life or As the World Turns or whatever that stuff is or whatever your favorite show is. It may be, I don't know all those shows on TV no more. Somebody said, what's it? I said, what's that? Oh, that's a show on TV. I don't look at it. I don't have TV because it's existing for me. I ain't hooking up on purpose because I know me. Instead of studying for this class, I'm going to be, oh, yeah, oh, what happened? I'll be on the game show. I'll be on the, oh, yeah, they build a new house. I'll be on all of that. Oh, they make it chocolate cake. I'll be on all of that. I will not be in the Word. So I have to, you know, we're human. God knew we're not perfect, but we are, you know, striving towards perfection. So we got to give ourselves a plan, follow the plan every day, and we got to call a friend. I'll call somebody and say, look, Lurdine, I need you to pray for me. Vivian, I need you to pray for me today. I'm struggling with this. I know who to call on. I know who's going to get a prayer through. Do you have a prayer partner? Now, let me tell you what. I'm available. If you call me and I'm not, and I ain't answer the phone, text me or leave a message. I'll get back to you. It may not even be right now. But if you call God, you don't even have to text message to him. You can just think it in your mind. I need God right now. He's going to be right there. Me, you got to schedule a time to pray with me. You got to schedule. But when you go straight to God, say, Father, I've lacked discipline in this area. I want to go in the refrigerator. And I got, you know, somebody sent me a sweet potato pie. You know that's my favorite, Lord. I got to eat it. And before you know, you're eating half of it. And then the next week you say, oh, Lord, I got to go to the doctor. Why? My blood pressure up. Well, I don't know why it's up. Yeah, you know why it's up. Oh, yeah, I just ate, have it my way, Burger King. I only ate a half a burger. Whatever it was. You know how we go. So is there anybody on here that wants to share? Now, we got to do it briefly because we're going to have to get off soon. But share something that 3 to 5 sentences that you struggle. My name is Sister G. I struggle with secret place time, whatever it is. Come on, y'all. So all the lines are muted. My name is blah, blah, blah. I struggle with, and we're going to be praying for those things in a little bit. Go ahead. Hello? Somebody, anybody, all the lines are unmuted. State your name. Tell me something you're struggling with. We're going to be praying.
My name is Mary. I struggle with self-discipline, consistency, and organization.
Okay. Next person. Thank you, Sister Mary. I love the way you did that. Awesome.
I needed it.
Next person. Oh, the rest of them, y'all don't struggle with nothing. Ooh, wow, I got to join the club. Y'all in the club.
I was thinking, Sister G. Okay, I was thinking what you want to learn. Okay. This is Sister Vivian. Yes. Sister Vivian, I struggle with changing my bed.
Okay. So we'll say house duty. Okay. What else? Anything else? That's it. Okay, good. All right, next. State your name. Say what you struggle with. All lines are muted. Maybe y'all don't struggle with nothing. I don't know, but I don't. Anybody else? Somebody else?
Yeah, this is Linda. I struggle with, I like to watch westerns. I like to watch Gunsmoke and Wagon Train, and, you know, so I struggle every day not to watch them, but I still end up watching those old westerns.
Yes, all right. Okay, next, thank you. Next, state your name and what you struggle with. You guys are doing great. Y'all making it names and brief. Good job. Anybody else? Come on, y'all. I got Mary, Vivian, Linda, but I got about 6 or 7 more people on here. 3 more, 5 more people on here.
Hello.
Bridget?
Yes, hello. Yes, ma'am, I struggle with self-discipline
and being distracted, you know, a lot.
Okay. All right.
When I'm trying to read the word, like picking up the phone or anything.
Okay. All righty.
Gloria Dean.
Okay.
Oh, it's a struggle, not, well, I guess it is. But I want to take time, certain time, to read my Bible. And I want that time to be there where I can read that time set so I can read and read and read chapters at a time. I struggle with reading chapters at a time. I want to read more than chapters, you know, more than just one chapter or two. I want to read. I want to, you know,
that's
get
good.
More. Set
gotcha.
Time. Set time.
Anything else? Bible
time.
Study time, reading, anything else?
Well, I usually really, the Lord is helping me with. I used to struggle with negative, being negative. And the scripture that I had to use, that God has given to continue to use, I think it's 2 Corinthians 10:5. That stays okay. there. And continue in being positive. God has put me in Philippians 8:4. So I have to continue to study, to continue to be positive. Positive, because sometimes I start thinking.
I got you. Anything else? Anything else?
I want to study my
that's
music
it?
More. Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Struggle with studying the word? Okay, music. All right. Gotcha. Thank you so much, Sister Gloria Dean. Anybody else? Who's next? Things you struggle with. All righty. Anybody else? We got a couple more people on. All right. Well, that was excellent. Okay. So who wants to say what you are successful at? Tell me what you have a successfulness in. What are you successful in? My name is, and I'm successful in. Come on. Make it brief.
Praise God.
My name is Linda, and I'm successful in encouraging others.
Okay, excellent. Okay, good job. Who's next?
Sister Vivian, I am successful with getting up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, studying my word and praying for others.
Okay. Well,
this is Mary, and I think I'm successful in contacting and remembering people just because I like them, love them.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Successful. What are you successful in?
Well, every day, Gloria Dean, successful. Every day I have a prayer, and we get together and pray every day. Pray together every day. I'm successful in doing that every day with a friend.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. Anybody else? What are you successful in? Anybody else? What are you successful in? We're all successful in something. Maybe cooking for your family. Maybe washing clothes. Whatever it is. State it. Nobody else?
This is Bridget. This is Bridget. I'm successful in continuing to training up my children in the way they should go.
All right. Thank you.
And encouraging them.
Okay.
Teaching them how to be, you know, the young ladies as growing up being, you know, respectful.
Right. Anybody else? Thank you all. Y'all doing great. Anybody else? What are you successful in? Anybody else? What are you successful in? We're all successful in something. Maybe washing dishes or whatever. I don't know.
Well, sis, well.
Yes? All right. Well, I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are thankful that you made us human, but you did not leave us alone. You gave us yourself. And all we got to do is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. I need you. And so, Father, we all struggle with something here on the earth. You said man born a woman have many problems. And so we have these struggles. You know about them because you walk the earth. Hello? Thanks.
As a reminder, Bible study will be held.
All right. I'm going to put it on mute. I got it. All right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you struggle. You walked the earth. You knew. You broke every struggle. You left an example for us. You were so self-disciplined. But before you could be self-disciplined, you had to stay connected to the Father. You kept a direct connection every day. You knew who you were going to have to face. You were going to have to face the wolves, the human wolves, the ones that were out to devour you, the ones that were out to murder you. So you stayed connected with the Father so that you would be self-disciplined. So you stayed prayed up every day. You were led by the Father every day. You said, Lord, what do I do today? You stay connected. You acted. You were a fisher of men. You fish for men every day. And when you followed the Father's instructions, you were disciplined, disciplined. You led a disciplined life. You avoided distraction. And, Lord, we need your help because we want to read your word every day. We want to study your word every day. We want to be self-disciplined, but we need you. And so, Father, every day as we wake up, before we open our eyes, we say, Father, I need your help today to stay away from all these temptations, these things that tempt me. I need your help to be organized. I need your help with house duties. I need your help to keep the kitchen clean. I need your help to mop the floor, to make the bed. I need your help to wash the clothes every day. I need your help to stay off of social media when I should be spending time with you so that you can put self-discipline in me. We need your help, Lord God, so that we are thinking on the word. You said think on these things. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things of a good report, think on these things. And so, Lord, your word says, study to show ourselves approved, pleasing unto you. Rightly dividing the word of truth. We need help with those things, Lord God. We're human and we're living in a fast society, a lawless generation, where it's so many distractions, this pull and that pull. But Lord, we're coming to you and we're bringing everything, every negative thing, we're leaving it at your feet. Every distraction, we're leaving at your feet. And we're thanking you for teaching us how to encourage others. We're thanking you for teaching us to study your word consistently. We're thanking you, Lord God, for helping us to remember to contact others and tell them how much you love them. We're thanking you, Lord God, for the prayer time that we have with our friends every day. We're thanking you, Lord God, for teaching us how to train our children up every day, for instilling self-discipline in us. So I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for Vivian, Lord, your daughter who knows your name. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. And, Lord, you know everything on her agenda, on her plate for every day. I thank you, Lord God, for giving her the strength the skill, the know-how, the discipline to get it done every day. I thank you for Caleb, Lord God, who was on earlier, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for giving her self-discipline and helping her with life struggles as a young woman and teaching her to train up her daughter in the way that she should go. I thank you, Lord God, for Lady Laurel, who is a prayer warrior, Lord God, for removing distractions from her. I thank you for teaching her how to be the wife you want her to be, oh God, and how to minister to the women and the ministry that they have, oh God. I thank you for Gloria Jean, Lord God, a mighty woman of God who's been with you many years, Lord God, and you have walked with her, you have talked with her, you are a lamp and a light to her pathway. Let the words of her mouth be pleasing unto you, acceptable to you, oh God. I thank you for Penny, my lifelong friend, my sister in the Lord, who I met when we were in our 30s, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for the graduation, the accomplishments. You said, let not this book of the law, Penny, depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. Then, Penny, you will make your way prosperous and you will have great success. So I thank you that she's a successful woman in you, oh God. I thank you for Minister Laney, a woman of wisdom, who said, listen, today I need to rest my voice. You gave her that wisdom to know that, because she could have came on and sang, and then she wouldn't be ready for the mission that you have her doing, the big mission that's coming up. And I thank you, Lord God, that she plays the songs of the Lord and that she was brought up in a godly household. I thank you for her health and her strength and the good report that she got from you before she went to the doctor, because you already said she's already healed. I thank you, Lord God, for Mary Nichols, a mighty woman of God who's always doing things to help others, who's connecting people together. I thank you for her prayer line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Minister Vivian's radio program weekly, God's favorites, Lord God. I thank you for her ministering to those in the community where she lives. I thank you for Linda Helpburn, your sister, your one that ministers the word everywhere she goes. I thank you for her children, grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her husband. I thank you for their relationship with you and relationship with each other. I thank you for all that you're doing for her brother, Bishop White, and his family, Lord God, even as I have been in that ministry and was ministered to greatly, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in that ministry, Lord, bringing it higher in you, a closer walk with you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every family that each of us represent on here today. I thank you for what you're doing in all of us, all of us. And, Lord, I pray for protection, safety in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our state, in our nation, protection from the storms, the physical storms, the hurricanes, whatever comes up. I thank you that we will be able to handle it. We won't panic, but we'll have all of our needs met. We'll know how to operate in every situation that we face, because you, the Most High God, will lead us in a plain path in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for speaking to us, that we won't say something told us, but we'll say the Lord said, thus said the Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done today, ministering to us, teaching us strategies on how to live a disciplined life, on how to listen to your word, on how, oh God, to listen to you, how to hear what you have to say, how to honor you, how to listen closely, how to pay attention to your wise words, how to apply them to our lives every day, how to apply knowledge, how to have understanding. And so we bless and honor you today for being on with us, Lord God, for walking with us, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway. Every concern that we have today, we're going to leave it at your feet, because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. Every distraction, we're giving it to you, because you know the kind of life you want us to live. So we appreciate the fact that you consider us and that your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to share with you just a few, maybe a couple of minutes about the play. We weren't on for a few weeks because we had a play called I See You, I Can't See Me for Looking at You. These were the characters in the play. Sister Messy May, Brother Critical Lee George, Sister Net Pickin, Brother Gossip Gentleman, Sister Marie Stylin, Brother Mark Stylin, Sister Cutie Single Free Free, Brother Charlie Goodman, Sister Usher Number One, Sister Head Cook, Chef Head Cook. And so the play started out with Brother Mark Stylin. Honey, I met a new guy at work. He's a godly man if I ever met him. He wants us to go to church with him. That man prayed for all of us on our lunch hour. I believe that he's a good man. He ain't perfect, but I believe that he's a good man. Would you like to go, honey, Sunday? Sure, honey. We could go if that's what you want, but you already know we visited many churches, and we met many people, and they say they're children of God, but they play the game of the adversary. Well, okay, honey, but I promise you, if you go to this church, the people, if they like Brother Charlie Goodman, we're going to love that church. It's not perfect. He's not the pastor, but, you know, he said they're not the church of the perfect, but they're the church of the all people. Okay, honey, let's go. So Brother Charlie Goodman, hello, Brother and Sister Stylin, good morning and welcome. Thanks so much for coming to visit us at the Church of the All People. I'm glad you decided to visit. I'm on duty now, but I pray that you'll stay and enjoy the service. Here's Usher Number One, and she can take care of you. So they get seated, and then Usher Number One, Sister Messy May, girl, who is them people? They look kind of funny to me. And, you know, it goes on and on and on. So that's kind of how the play started out. And I mean, God did an amazing job. I thank God for everybody who came to the play to support us. We plan on doing it again. We don't know when. The date or not like that, but we'll let you know. Maybe you can have time to get your ticket and come over here. Get your car and come over here. However, thank God for each of you all listening. Anybody got anything they want to share real quick? All lines are unmuted, and we get ready to close. If y'all finish, that's it. All right. Well, we're going to close out, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out today, but not from your presence. We adore and bless you. We honor you. We thank you for ordering our steps today. We thank you for Mother Fanny, Mother Goodell, all the elderly, and everyone. Oh, God, everyone, oh, God, we just bless you and we honor you. We love and adore you. We bless you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for all that you've done and all that you're about to do in Jesus' name. I love you all. Look forward to talking to you all next Wednesday, same time, same number. Look forward to it. Sister Mary's going to be doing her presentation next week on health and wholeness, wellness, you know. We thank God for her. Love y'all. Bye-bye.